Is Massachusetts more susceptible to public corruption than other states? That's the question presented in a new national survey being released today called the State Integrity Investigation. The survey measures the risk of corruption in each state. Massachusetts ranks 10th. WBUR is a partner in the survey, and as Deborah Becker reports, Massachusetts scored relatively well. But as we're about to hear in her report, a key state official, and this is no joke, refused to comment about transparency.
We'll get to the no comment in a minute, but we'll start by saying no state received an A in the state integrity investigation. Only 5 received B grades. Massachusetts got a C, with the lowest scores in areas such as the state budgeting process and access to public records.
I think they're being pretty lenient with the grading.
Michael Morrissey is co-founder of the website muckrock.com, which is headquartered in Boston. Morrissey has helped usher through more than 50 public records requests in Massachusetts and more than 900 requests from around the country.
Massachusetts in general, we found, is one of the worst states, and we filed public records requests in 11 states and at the federal level. Massachusetts is probably the worst state in regularly responding within the deadlines to public records requests.
Allowing the public to access government documents quickly and completely can help prevent corruption. And Morrissey says even though Massachusetts laws outline how quickly and how much records can cost, the rules are not always followed. And he says there are no serious consequences after complaints. Many open government advocates across the state echo that.
The problem in Massachusetts is quite simply that if you put a request in, I put a request in last May. They found the Board of Selectmen in violation on December 27th of this year, May to December. It takes that long to get a complaint through the process, and then you find out that they just slapped their hands.
Paul Johnson's public records experiences are from his hometown of Carver. It's a town of about 11,000 residents located among the cranberry bogs of southeastern Massachusetts. About 4 years ago, Johnson started the website fixcarver.com to monitor town officials. He was frustrated by what he says is an arbitrary process of getting the records of government business.
We've come to call it the cranberry Cosa Nostra. If you're one of the ruling elite, you get favored treatment. You'll get all the information you want.
Advocates like Johnson and Morrissey cite examples of government agencies charging hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars for records. And they frequently appealed to the overseer of the state's public records, that's Secretary of State William Galvin. He's the one who declined to comment for this story. The state watchdog agency that investigates all of Massachusetts government is the Office of Inspector General Gregory Sullivan. He maintains that any public records problems are more often because of scarce resources, not conspiracies.
A large part of the problem in Massachusetts has to do with the fact that the laws themselves are not as provide as much transparency as they should. That's what this organization who did this study is pointing out, and I think it's a bona fide point. That secondly, it is the manpower required to respond is not there.
Another weakness the state integrity investigation identified is the 18 exemptions in the public records law. That means some records are simply off limits to the public.
And then there are maybe the exceptions, not exemptions, but exceptions. See, I'm a lawyer.
Pam Wilmot is executive director of Common Cause Massachusetts. She says there are entire state agencies not bound by public records laws.
Whole swaths of government that actually don't have that protection in place and don't have to comply in any way. The legislature and the governor's office and, frankly, some of the other constitutional offices as well.
Massachusetts is one of about 10 states in which the public does not have even limited rights to view legislators' records. But lawmakers say sometimes that's necessary, although they are now considering proposed reforms. A legislative committee hearing tomorrow takes up bills designed to improve public records access. Northampton Representative Peter Cocut is House Chair of the committee. He says lawmakers are trying to balance the public's right to know with citizens' rights to disclose confidential information.
Legislators every day deal with constituents who are offering them confidential information, whether that information is a health record, a legal record, information that they don't want out in public. They are coming to you based on a confidential relationship. And what we want to make sure of is that that expansion of the public records law protects those constituents and does not place them in jeopardy.
The state integrity investigation was done by the Center for Public Integrity, Global Integrity, and Public Radio International. They developed more than 300 metrics to measure transparency in 14 categories and then calculate a state's risk of corruption. The investigation did give Massachusetts some high marks, particularly in the areas of political financing and judicial accountability. Pam Wilmot of Common Cause says what the investigation ultimately shows is that the democratic process works by correcting problems when they arise and making improvements.
Are we where we want to be? No. We have a long way to go. But I find that often one of the biggest impediments to progress is people's cynicism and belief that people in government are all corrupt, and therefore they turn off and they tune out. And frankly, that is just wrong.
But it is easy to be cynical in Massachusetts, considering the convictions of the last three House speakers and some high-profile scandals like the one currently surrounding patronage in the state probation department. George Brown, Boston College law professor and former chair of the State Ethics Commission, says those are really an issue of political culture. And measuring that is virtually impossible.
There's an old state house saying that you never write when you can speak, and you never speak when you can nod, and you never nod when you can wink. And I think that saying sort of captures a sense of, yes, there may be stuff on the books, but if we're smart enough and shrewd enough, we can figure out a way to get around it. Now, having said that, I'm not sure I know how to measure ways to get around it.
For its 10th place rating in the state integrity investigation, Massachusetts tied with three other states, Rhode Island, Illinois, and Hawaii. The top-rated state was New Jersey. Georgia ranked last. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.
WBUR is a participating member of the State Integrity Investigation. The project was done by the Center for Public Integrity, also the organization Global Integrity, and Public Radio International.